Hey there, Renegades. So on today's episode, I'm really excited to share with you a practice that I use to really help amplify the light that this planet so desperately needs right now. I know I get so many emails and texts and DMs from people when they see the craziness of the external, right? The chaos and the collapse of a lot of different structures that really do need to collapse. But I understand that when witnessing it, it can be a little bit frightening at first, right? And people just always send me messages saying like, what do I do about this? Like, I feel disempowered. I feel like hopeless. I feel like I can't do anything about this. And in some cases, that might be true. There are certain necessary things that are happening right now that really none of us have any control over, right? And it's okay because we have to surrender to some of the things that need to happen in order for the full ascension to go through, right? Well, we don't have to surrender, but it sure does make it a little bit easier, right? Since we know what the plan is for Team Light, while also acknowledging what Team Dark is trying to do, right? And at the same time, there are certain things that are totally within your control, right? When you're seeing some of the things that are playing out and some of the collapse that's necessary, there are things that you can really tap into that allow you to reclaim your power, right? Some of these storylines that we see on the external, they can really disempower us if we let them. And on the other side, if we go internally for that guidance, that is how we reclaim our power. So I'm sharing this practice with you because I really do think it's a great thing to do to help you to really amplify that light. And it also is such a great way to help us when we are feeling like we're getting sucked into the fear programming of the matrix, or like we're falling back into that survival mode, which is also frequency programming of the matrix. This exercise can really help us to get out of that and get back into our sovereignty, right? And our divinity and our eternal unconditional love state, right? So I hope that this practice really serves you well. And if you have any questions, you know, I always love to hear your feedback. You can always click the link in the show notes, which will take you directly to my email. If you are part of my IG family, you can always DM me while I'm still on there. So I hope this episode brings you some peace and helps you to reclaim your power. Thanks for tuning in, Renegades, and let's dive in. My dear fellow humans, we have been enslaved. We've been indoctrinated and conditioned to follow the status quo and live in accordance to societal expectations that we never agreed to or signed off on, but unconsciously obeyed. This is the matrix we have lived in for far too long. The good news is we are undergoing a massive awakening where we're discovering that we no longer have to play by these rules. We can revoke our consent and opt out. If you feel like you've been activated and want to break free from this matrix and stand in your divine sovereignty, then you've come to the right place, my friend. It's time to unleash your inner rebel, tap into your divine guidance, and rediscover your unstoppable power. This is how we escape the prison of the oppressors and expand our consciousness in the process. Join me on this journey. Let us explore this ascension together. Welcome to Renegade Revolution Radio, liberating humanity one podcast at a time. Let's dive deep, Renegades. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Renegade Revolution Radio. So today I'd like to share with you something that I learned through my healing journey and my healing, you know, path that's been going on for many years that I feel like was extremely helpful for me, but also I feel like it's really important right now during the current times that we're in. So I'll start off with a little story of what led me here, right? And how I feel like it pertains to what's going on currently in what's playing out in the 3D. Okay. So as many of you probably know from this podcast, but if you don't know, I am a survivor and a victorious survivor of childhood trauma, as most of us are. Mine came in the form of physical, emotional abuse, along with neglect as well. And so I experienced that from as far back in childhood as I can remember, maybe 4 or 5, up until teen years when I moved away and lived on my own, right? And that was 17 years old. So going through that chronic type of trauma in the home environment where you're supposed to feel safe, obviously does things to you, right? You naturally find a way. When people say kids are resilient, they are. That is true. And also, I feel like that's a cop out because a lot of times adults will say this and they say, oh, well, kids are resilient. They'll get over it. And what most adults don't realize, even though they probably have this, right, is that kids might be resilient. However, when trauma happens, if we do not process that trauma, it will reside in our bodies. It will either reside. Now, we've talked on this podcast before about how I truly am a believer that we are multidimensional, right? And it's not just a belief, it's a knowing, right? And if you're not there yet, that's okay. But when we talk about the multidimensional layers, you know, we have a lot of different bodies to us. And so when people experience trauma, some people hold it in the physical body. Some people hold it in the emotional body. You know, some people hold it in even deeper levels, right? Where it's, you know, reaching like their light body, right? It diminishes a little bit of their light body. And so whatever way that we hold the trauma, if we do not process it, it resides there. It's not like it goes away. That doesn't mean we don't function. That doesn't mean we don't move forward, right? However, if we don't process that trauma, it's going to hinder us in some way, shape, or form because we are our fullest when our trauma is healed, right? And when we don't heal that trauma, even if we suppress it, even if on a conscious level, we're not thinking about it in our day-to-day, it has a way of manifesting into our day-to-day, whether we know it or not. It's not like, for example, let's say if you are physically abused, right? It might not show up that you become a physical abuser. Now, in some cases, totally does. But in some cases, that's not how it might show up. But it could show up as, let's say you were physically abused as a child, and what that taught you to do was to suppress your voice, to people please, because you, as a child, you didn't want to get beat. And so that turns you into an adult who maybe is a people pleaser and maybe doesn't state your ground or set any kind of boundaries because you're afraid that you don't want to, you know, hurt people or make somebody mad at you. And that it can be a way that a childhood trauma manifests itself into adult life. Another version of that is that, let's say you were abused as a child. This is my route that I took. And so what that makes you is that when you hit into your, you know, adult years or when you're no longer in that childhood state, now you become a rebel, right? And you don't take orders from anybody. You don't take any help from anybody. You know, you've just gone completely the other direction where you are just so like self-reliant that almost to a point where it can hurt you, right? Where maybe if you're in a relationship, you don't allow the other person in or to help you or to, you know, love you because of the fact that it's uncomfortable, right? You've learned that you need to be on defense mode all the time. And so it takes some type of healing to come out of that, right? And these are just two ways, guys. There's so many ways. And you know, you've seen it like all in the world right now. What we're seeing is a bunch of inner children playing out in the 3D world, right? We're seeing a bunch of trauma, like wounded inner children that are leading the show, right? They are controlling the thoughts, actions, behaviors of the adult. And many adults are just unconsciously living that out and playing that out without taking a time to think, hold on a second, am I reacting from the real version of me that's healed, right? Or am I reacting from this inner child that is wounded? And a lot of times, you know, we are acting out of that inner child until we clear it or heal it. So for me, as I was going through my healing journey and I started to realize that my inner children were running the show, you know, and this was simply a defense mechanism, what happened is that I realized many of my energetic centers in my body, right? So throughout our bodies, we have energetic centers. Some people call them meridians. Some people call them chakras. Doesn't really matter what you call them, but we have these energetic centers or hubs throughout our body. And what happens is that when we have some type of trauma, sometimes what happens is our body will compartmentalize that trauma into one of those energy centers, and then it will shut that center down. If enough trauma happens, it can shut that center down. And this is a self-defense mechanism, right? Like the human body, all of our bodies, right? They are extremely, extremely intelligent, and they are driven for self-preservation, right? Believe it or not, because people are like, especially right now in some of the new age spiritual community, people are like, oh, having a physical body is the worst. Let me astral project. And what people don't realize is like, this is such a gift to us. This physical body is such a gift. It has an intelligence of its own, and it's really here to help us. It's designed to help us, really. And there are, you know, there are some some growing pains, I guess you could call it that, with a human body that's trying to house a light body, which is what we really are at our essence, right? It's a lot, you know what I'm saying? So, and our light bodies feel restricted or limited by the human body, which makes sense because our light body is limitless. And so when you got this human body and all of a sudden like, oh crap, my knee gave out, like I want to run and be crazy, but like I can't because I got this knee pain, right? So then it feels limiting to our light body. So this is why it's really helpful to look at ourselves as multidimensional, because then we can really differentiate between these bodies, and that allows us to really nurture them and give the bodies what they need, right? But I digress. So as a child that went through trauma, what happened is my trauma collected in those energy centers, right? And then they were closed off. And this was self-preservation, because what my body didn't want to do is, trauma is pain in your body. And so what happens is, instead of my body allowing that pain to circulate throughout my body so that I'm experiencing this pain over and over again, what my body does and what all bodies do is that it takes that trauma if it's too painful and we haven't processed it, and it locks it into a certain place, right? And it compartmentalizes it. So that energy, that trauma energy, isn't just recirculating in the body. This is how we function and move forward. If our bodies didn't do this for us, we wouldn't last as long as we do, right? So it's actually a self-preservation technique and a defense mechanism. And so what happens is, if we don't heal this area, if we don't heal this trauma, then those energy centers can remain closed off. And if those energy centers are closed off, each energy center does a different thing. So for example, my energy where it was closed off was my heart. And as you can imagine, this is not a place, the heart is not a place we want closed off if we're trying to live a happy and fulfilled life, right? Because what happens when you have a closed heart energy center, and it can play out in so many different ways, but really the biggest way is it can prevent you from really truly loving yourself, that unconditional love of yourself. Team Dark Side loves to have a human that has closed off their heart center, right? Or their heart chakra or their heart energy meridian. Because first of all, it's so much easier for Team Dark Side to infiltrate, because what happens is, when our heart chakra is closed off and we don't truly have that unconditional love for ourselves or for others, you know, sometimes some people, everybody's plays out differently. For me, I was always like empathic towards others, but I did not have a love for myself when my heart center was closed off. And so then there was a lot of negative self-talk. And anytime that we have negative self-talk, it is so easy for Team Dark Side to manipulate you, because they can insert whatever thoughts that they want, and then you usually will take it on as your own. So if it's like, if they insert, you know, if they run a frequency towards you that's like, I'm not good enough, or like, let's say you are presented with an amazing opportunity that can really help you to serve the world, serve yourself, serve your community, right? And if your heart center is shut off and you're running that negative self-talk, it's easy for Team Dark Side to throw in a frequency that's like going to perpetuate that negative self-talk. And so then you can talk yourself out of that opportunity where you're like, who am I to get this opportunity? I'm going to mess it up anyways. I don't deserve this. Like, I'm not good enough for this. Like, I'm scared. I don't want to do this because I know that I'm not, you know, I don't have what it takes to do it right. Whatever. They can run those frequencies. And if our heart center is closed off and we don't unconditionally love ourselves, it's hard for us to shut that down. It's hard for us to say, wait a minute, that's not true. Like, whatever this is, like, that's not me saying this, right? So go away, you know? So that's why a closed heart center is really important to heal, because otherwise we are an incomplete human being, right? And not everybody will heal it in this lifetime. That's okay. And this is not part of everyone's journey. But if you're here, I'm sure that you're doing some kind of personal development and healing, right? And I just gave one example. There's so many examples of this. There's a closed throat chakra where then you don't feel safe to speak your truth. There's the closed root chakra, which is at the very bottom of your spine, you know. And this is an important one because we are seeing this play out so much in the 3D. That center and that energy meridian controls like safety, like inherent safety. You know what I mean? Like a roof over your head, food to eat, survival, right? It's the basic survival needs. And so when people feel like that is in danger, you're not going to be complete, right? Your emotions and your thoughts and your actions, everything is going to be very fear-based, because when you feel like those needs are met, the very basic needs, like, can I eat? Can I hydrate myself? Do I have a shelter? You know, if you feel like those needs aren't met, that is one of the hardest ways to live, because you're in complete survival mode. And when you're in survival mode, that is the hardest place to connect with the divine. many people that are in that deep state of like survival mode where they feel completely unsafe, most of them feel a disconnect from the divine, which is not the truth, but it's truth to them, right? Based on the way that they're living through a very wounded and a very energetically blocked root chakra or root meridian point, right? So that's why, you know, learning about these kinds of things is helpful because then it really helps us when something comes up and it's like a fear-based, like, I'm not going to make it till next month, or I don't know where my food's going to come from. We can realize like, hold on a second, that is not true because this is a holographic universe and really our thoughts dictate what the reality looks like. And so what is a red flag when something like that comes up is like, oh, I'm falling into the fear-based programming, right? So I need to clear this. And so if most of humanity knew how to do this, we'd be in a much different place. And maybe one day it will come to that. I have hope for humanity. Back to what I'm saying is that when we have these traumas in these certain locations, to heal that, we have to find where in the body it feels safe. So like I said, everybody's energy meridians are blocked in different places when they're starting their healing journey. And so many times, what is the easiest thing to do when we feel unsafe in our environment, or when we feel like life is getting too hard and we just can't handle it anymore. And this all goes back to safety, right? If we feel unsafe with the external, then what we want to do is we want to feel where in our body it does feel safe. And there's an affirmation. A lot of people use the affirmation, I am safe. And that affirmation is great. However, it will only get you so far because you can say it, but if you don't feel it, if you don't truly feel it, it's harder to manifest it, right? It's harder to create that in your physical reality when the feeling is not there and it's just only empty words. So the words can help, but then we got to tap into how that feels. And sometimes for people who feel extremely unsafe in the external, this is why we go in. If you're looking for the safety outside of you, you might not ever find it. If truly it's you're feeling unsafe because somewhere in the body, there's a trauma being held that gives you that feeling of unsafety. So what we want to do is we want to go into the body and we want to feel where in our body we do feel safe. So for me, obviously, I'm not going to go to my heart back then. Now, definitely, since I've cleared it, my heart is the safest place. And I love going in there when I'm feeling anything in the external that's like shaking me off my game, right? But back then, when I first started my healing journey and I was feeling into my body, my heart did not feel safe. Now, my womb did feel safe. My womb space felt the safest for me. Now, I know many women will not feel this because many women have experienced a lot of trauma in the womb space, right? And for me, when I started this type of practice, I had already cleared my womb trauma. So my womb felt very safe for me. And so that's where I went. But I'm not saying that that's where everybody needs to go, right? You have to feel into your own body and feel and trust your body intelligence, because your body will, if you ask your body, hey, body, show me where in my body is the safest for me right now. You know, if you're feeling unsafe in the external and you really tap in, you know, sit in some stillness or stand, whatever whatever works best for you. Some people like to do this when they're walking, but whatever way feels safe for you, you know, where your mental mind can just shut off for a little bit, right? We ask our mental mind like, hey, can you take a break? Thank you for all that you do for me, but I need you to take a break for a moment because I'm tapping into the body intelligence. And so then we tap into our body intelligence and we ask our body, hey, body, where inside of you is the safest for me, you know? And you really tap into that. Some people, it's the throat area, you know? Some people, it's the solar plexus, right? Right under your breastbone. Some people feel real safety right there. And that's a great place because it's like known for willpower. So it gives us a lot of like strength right there, you know? Some people might be the womb. Some people might be the heart. You know, some people might be the pineal, right between your inner eye, you know, where we tap into that inner eye, that might be where yours is. So wherever that place is in your body that you feel safe, this is where you go and you turn to when the external feels unsafe. Humanity has been under trauma for the last 2 years, okay? It's actually been longer than that, but it's really been amplified since 2020, and I'm sure I don't have to tell you that. It has been a giant game from Team Darkseid to really put us in a state of trauma and fear-mongering and unsafety and uncertainty, and all of these things can shake us if we allow it to, or if we're not very careful and conscious and intentional about clearing that, right? About reinforcing to ourselves that that is not the truth, because it's all around us. So it's very easy to succumb to it or to fall into it. And there's no guilt, shame, or blame if you've allowed it to get to you because it's very hard not to when it's all around. And so that's why a practice like this is very important. And so that unsafety thing, that is a propaganda of the matrix, right? That's how the matrix runs this propaganda to disempower us, you know, to keep humanity enslaved, to keep us in that fear programming. We don't make the best decisions when we're under fear. And this is actually biological as well. You know, your prefrontal cortex closes down when you are in that fight or flight response. And so that closes down the logic and stuff like that. So sometimes it's, you don't make the best decisions. You make great decisions if you are in actual danger. So if you were really in an area that was getting bombed, it is great to be in fight or flight mode. Fear is not an enemy. Fear can be your best friend if you are in an actual situation where you need that programming to run, right? If a lion is chasing you, if you're in an area that's experiencing like some crazy war or something like that, if you are in real imminent danger, this is the best programming that can run. And that's what's beautiful about the way the human body is designed, right? But what Team Darkside has done is they've manipulated our energy and they've propagated us with all of this false fear. And so then now our body is in the state of fight or flight or in the state of fear when really there is no imminent danger. If we look around us, most of us are sitting in a home or sitting in your car or, you know, wherever you're at, sitting at work, you know what I'm saying? And you're probably in air conditioner heating, depending on where your location is. You probably have access to water. You can probably walk a few steps and grab yourself some water. You probably have access to indoor plumbing, I would assume, right? If you're listening to a podcast. So really, imminent danger is not a true reality for the majority of us, right? Now, there are some humans right now that are in imminent danger, right? And I'm not talking about them, but I'm talking to you who's listening to a podcast. You are not in imminent danger if you're listening to any podcast. So for those of us who are not in imminent danger, that unsafety that we feel, it's the programming of the matrix and it's getting to us, right? Because they're emitting all kinds of frequencies. And if we're not intentional about cutting it off, we will pick it up. It's inevitable. It's part of being human. It's cool because we pick up on the beautiful stuff, right? And we're cool with that. But we also pick up on the stuff that's not so great and isn't exactly in our highest and greatest good, right? So to undo this, we got to remind ourselves of our inherent safety. So that's what I mentioned about finding where in the body it feels safe. So as you find where in your body it feels safe, we tap into that. So like I mentioned to you before, when I started this exercise, when I would tap into my body and I asked my body intelligence, where does it feel safe? And my body would always take me to the womb, right? And as I went into the womb, it felt very warm and it felt enveloping with like unconditional love and nurturing and protection. You know, and that is where I felt the most connected to the divine, to my highest and greatest self, right? To my God self, if you want to call it that, to my Christ self, whatever my highest version of myself is, I could connect to that essence there in my womb. And through that, we connect to the divine. And so that divine is for me, and I've mentioned this on the show, it is like the best and greatest and highest motherly and fatherly love, right? So it's not just the father that we've all been groomed and indoctrinated and conditioned to believe is God. For me, it is definitely a maternal energy and a paternal energy, the masculine and the feminine, the most divine. And that energy envelops me. And that energy reminds me that inherently I am always safe. There is nothing in this 3D world that can take me out of safety, no matter what. I am always safe. I am always protected. I am always provided for. I am always nurtured. I am abundant. I am safe. So now you see those affirmations, they're great. But when you can tap into that space where you actually feel the affirmation, nothing can sway you. You know what I mean? If you don't tap into that feeling and you say, I am safe, and then something in the external happens, because you don't really feel it, right? And it's not amplified. It's just words, and words can be manipulated. If something happens in the external, those words are meaningless. You can say, I am safe, but if you don't really feel safe, then what good is that affirmation in that moment? It's not. So what we do is we tap into the feeling. We go internally into that space that truly makes us feel the I am safe. And what happens is when you do that, and because it is self-sourced from within, nothing external to you can take that away. So that feeling, if the world around me is collapsing, because I have tapped into this feeling and because I know this feeling is within me, nothing external to me can take that away from me. You know what I mean? So when we tap in to that feeling internally, what I love to do is I amplify it. I amplify it. And you can, because you're internal to you, and internal to you is limitless. Everything inside of there is limitless. So when you are feeling this feeling of love and protection and nurturing and safety and abundance, you know what I'm saying? When you feel that, you can amplify it. And while I'm inside, I amplify it as much as I possibly can. And right now, because I know that there are others that don't feel this, that are truly in imminent danger, we see right now on the 3D that there are people truly suffering. Really, you know, I'm not suffering. I have water, I have drink, I have food. I am good. You know what I'm saying? But I know that there are people in the world right now that do not have that. And so what I love to do when I amplify that and I harness that feeling, I like to send that out to other living beings who are feeling unsafe. And by the way, I do this with love too, and peace and whatever. So if, you know, right now I'm talking about safety, right? So I send it out to those feeling unsafe. But sometimes what I'll do is I'll amplify the love, and I'll send it out to anyone who's suffering or who isn't feeling that unconditional love. I send it out to all living beings. And it's important. Here's why I say living, just real quick, because, you know, Sarah can't talk about this kind of stuff without mentioning Team Dark Side, because they've manipulated our energy in so many ways. And I would hate for anybody to do this kind of stuff and have their energy manipulated. When we send love out to people who are not living souls anymore, okay, to those that we see in, like, for example, somebody once told me, I'm not even going to mention the president's name, but it was a president, and they were like, oh yeah, he's so evil and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to send love to him, you know? And I was just like, because I knew that this president that they were sending love to is soulless, meaning they have no soul anymore. Do you see a fake fleshy body that's like talking and stuff like that? Yes. But when you look into those eyes, is there a soul there? No. So me personally, I do not send love to those without a soul. And I do not send love to those that have a dark soul, because dark souls are tied to the phantom matrix. So that is energy. When we send our love to anybody, we're sending energy, and it's not like consuming our energy, because that's not the way it works, because there's unlimited supply of love, right? Especially if you're tapped into the divine. So I can give out as much love as possible, and I'll still have as much love as possible left, because that's what happens when you tap into that safe space within that's connected to the divine, is that with things like love and abundance, there's an infinite amount because we're connected to our source, right? I don't feel like that I can give out too much love, right? That I'm depleted of my love, that it doesn't really work that way. But what happens is that when we send something like that out, we are sending our energy, right? And if you're sending it to another living being, wonderful, because we're all connected to source. We're all one. It's all good, right? Now, on the opposite side of that, let's say, for those that believe in the devil, like, let's just use the devil card, right? If you send infinite love to the devil who's connected to a phantom matrix, what that's doing is it's sending your energy into the phantom matrix, which I'm not trying to feed the phantom matrix, because they're disconnected from the divine, and they would love nothing more than for all of us light beings to send our love and light to the phantom matrix to keep it operating. You know, like, that's why, like, sometimes, like, church is like, pray for your enemies, huh? Okay. Let's think about who our enemies truly are, because to me, I don't have any living beings that are my enemies. There's politicians that are living that are saying shit that I don't like, right? There's government officials that are corrupt as hell, and they're living beings. They're being manipulated by Team Dark Side, but they are living. And so I don't consider them my enemy, because I consider them a living human that's lost, that has fallen for Team Dark Side, which is easy to do because Team Dark Side kind of runs the show on this planet, right? Or they have for a while. They're losing their power. But I have sympathy and empathy for humans that fall into that trap. So those humans, I'm happy to send love and light to and pray for them and whatever else, because they're living humans. And also, they're not my enemy. So I have no problems praying for them, because I don't consider them my enemy. Now, my true enemy is Team Dark Side. And I wouldn't even say that they're my enemy. They're just fallen. I don't really think about them, even though I talk about them on this show a lot, just because I know most people, like, don't talk about them. And so I feel like we have to, right? So we bring awareness to it so we can obliterate it. But I don't send love and light to Team Dark Side, soulless humans or black soul humans. Let me not call them even humans, because they're humanoids, right? Whatever they are. I don't send love and light to them, because they're tied to the phantom matrix. And I don't send any of my energy to the phantom matrix at all, willingly, right? There's times where I've unknowingly done it, as most of us have if we've watched Netflix and fallen into that death trap. But that's another story for another day. Anyway, so that is why I mention living beings, right? I send my love out when I sent the intention, when I harness that feeling of love or safety or abundance, and I want to send it out to other humans. I always set the intention of living humans because I don't want to send it to the unliving humans, right? Or you know what I'm saying? It's not humans, but whatever. So I send that out to them. I feel that divine safety, that divine protection, all of that. And I send it out to other light beings, living light beings. And I state it sometimes. I say it out loud that I am safe. I am sovereign over my experience. I am of the divine. I am free, you know, and so it is and so it shall be. And the reason that I felt it was important to share this with you right now during this time is that right now, one of the things I got the most on my IG and like some emails that I sent out regarding like what's happening with this war that is happening overseas. And I don't even want to talk about it, to be honest, because I don't want to feed that energy because there is a huge energetic harvest that's going on with the Russia versus Ukraine thing. There's a huge energetic harvest. If you haven't listened to my episode called Energy Harvesting, I believe in 4D or something, take a listen to that episode because it will make a lot more sense. But this is another theatric of the 3D matrix. The Corona story was losing its momentum, right? People weren't feeding into that as much. And so they needed to roll out the next thing. By the way, they have to crash the economy in the United States and in a lot of Europe as well because of the fact that we are in so much debt. And so one of the best and easiest ways for Team Dark Side to crash an economy is war, because people get so fed into the war propaganda. And so then they forget the fact that we are already trillions in debt, right? And so then what that will happen is the politicians will blame it on, you know, the war. And that's why we're actually in debt and why the crisis and why the economy is bad and all that stuff. This is what they do. This is a hand that they play. If you study anything in history, you will see these are the so-called powers that be. And I'm doing this in air quotes, right? When they weaken, and that is what's happening right now. The United States as a power, you know, nation or whatever, it's very weak right now. We are in debt. Our economy is terrible. Our education system's terrible. We are an unhealthy state. We are extremely weak and vulnerable. And nations that were in power that become weak and vulnerable, what they do is they like to flex their nuts. You know what I'm saying? It's a wounded, toxic, masculine energy, okay? And I'm not talking about male or female here. I'm talking about energetic. There is a toxic masculine that is running the show on this planet, or that has been. And so this is what they've always done. When they're weak, like if you look at the Roman Empire and you study them, you know, when they were taken over, right? It was by a weaker army and a weaker military. And it was because the Roman army was so weak. What happened is people, because they flexed their nuts, right? Because they put on a show like they were all that and all high and mighty, nobody approached them or nobody even tried to conquer them because of the fact that they were just scared because they had built such a reputation, right? But in reality, they were really weak. And that's why they ended up getting conquered, because like some tribe, I think it was Germanic, that didn't realize like who the Roman Empire was like, let's go try it out, you know? And they tried it out and guess what? They won. And that's what's happening right now. The United States is trying to flex its nuts, act like it's so big and mighty, even though it's at its most vulnerable state. And so that is the next level of their agenda. The Rona thing worked for a while. It consumed a lot of the energy of living light beings. They put out an agenda that they wanted everyone shotted up. And guess what? The majority of people went ahead and got shotted up. So the next part of their agenda, they got to crash these economies because they need to get everybody on the same currency, right? And the fiat system is already falling apart. Money now is like, it's funny because it's like, I remember as a kid, people used to say money doesn't grow on trees, and literally it's paper now and it has nothing backing it. It hasn't for a long time. They know that. And so now it's time to switch to another type of currency, and they want to do a global type of currency. And so that's why they want to crash our economy and crash the European economy as well. So this is like, I'm not saying anything new, guys. This is all on the World Economic Forum. If you look at their Agenda 2030, they have listed out in their white papers everything that they're doing. I feel like online it's like 50,000 pages of this stuff that you can read if you want to, you know, but once you already kind of know the ascending and descending timelines and the energetic of what's happening and the collapse of the 3D and the bringing in of the divine feminine and the raising up of the toxic masculine into the divine masculine, you know, these systems of the oppressors have to crumble. So we already know that. So now we're just kind of watching it play out. But what's important is that there are people suffering. There are people that will continue to suffer. What is happening right now with this war, with R and U, I don't even want to say it because I don't want to feed that energetic. What's happening is a huge energetic harvest. They want our luge. The people there that are actually going through, like the living beings, you know, the ones, the innocent people that have nothing to do with the politics of it, right? In Russia and in Ukraine, they are suffering, you know what I'm saying? And so I do have an empathy and a sympathy for our humanity that is going through this. And at the same time, I realize that much of what's playing out is very necessary on the 3D level. And so I compassionately witness what is happening without allowing it to drain me of my precious life force energy, because that is not going to help the people over there on the ground suffering. And it's not going to help me over here. And it's not going to help my family. And it's not going to help my community, right? It doesn't help the earth grid either. So what I will do is I will stand in my sovereignty. I will connect to my divine light. I will amplify that and I will send it to those that are suffering. You know what I'm saying? Our humans that are suffering overseas or wherever, because this is not just about R and U, okay? There has been a genocidal attack on the people in Africa that's been going on for decades, okay? There are people suffering in China there is a huge genocidal campaign over there. It's kind of somewhat like a Holocaust because they are literally trying to genetically wipe out a certain type of race and religion that is going on in China that are called the Uyghurs, if you're not familiar with it. That is going on in China. We have a rampant human trafficking and child sex trafficking problem that is worldwide. So there is a lot of suffering on this prison planet because it is a prison planet and because that is what happens on prison planets. This is the reality of the world that we live in, and things will change, but I don't know that we necessarily need to be the ones to change all of it, right? The suffering of the world is not any one person's burden to carry, but what we do is we see, how am I feeding into any of this energy? And then we unplug our energetic cord from that, because that is what we don't want. We don't want to feed any of the energy that's carrying this out. And that's that toxic masculinity, that wounded patriarchy that has been running the earth for very long. It's dying. And if we can all unplug our feed supply to it, you know what I'm saying? The faster we can do that, the faster it dies out. You know, and I've said that many times on the show, but almost every single time I say something like this, someone always says like, oh, now I get it. You know, so I'll keep repeating some of these things. So the best thing that I feel that we can do, those of us that aren't suffering, is really tap into that heart space or that womb space, wherever you feel the most safe in your body. But if we are able to heal the heart, the energy sent out from the heart space is the most amplified and it's the most purest and it's the higher heart region, right? If that energy center is locked for you for some reason, maybe perhaps due to trauma or whatever, we can all heal ourselves, you know? Or you can turn to somebody that you trust that can help you with the healing process. But really, I like to turn within, just because Team Darkside has manipulated a lot of healers and gurus and experts right now that I don't necessarily trust any one person, right? I trust myself and my inner guidance way more than anything external to me during this time while we are on this prison planet and we are in a consciousness war, and we have been. We're in the thick of it. So during war, you don't just trust anybody walking down the street, right? So that's where we're at right now. So I say this to you in hopes that it brings some kind of comfort, knowing that there is some part of this that you can control. And that part of it is within, really. And healing and tapping into that heart space and really amplifying that is the way that we get through the turmoil that's coming up. Because what we're seeing play out with this war, that this manufactured war overseas, is only going to get worse. It is going to impact more regions than just what is playing out right now. You can see it because you can see them pushing for US involvement, European involvement, everyone's involvement, right? And so this is what their agenda is, and this is part of their agenda. I don't know how it's going to play out, because guess what? With Rona, they had a huge agenda to kill lots and lots of people, and they may have injured a lot of people, right? However, I don't think that their plans are exactly playing out the way they want them to. Every plan that they come up with, it's been backfiring, you know? And it's because of the work that we as light workers are doing, harnessing the energy of the divine, anchoring that into the earth grid, It's part of the work that the earth herself as a consciousness is doing as we are liberating her. She's able to really emit energies and frequencies that are higher frequencies. We have guardians that are helping us, you know, our highest aspects of self, our Christ self, our God self, the divine, all of that. So like we really do have a lot of support, which is beautiful. And that is what's helping all of our righteous endeavors, right? That's really helping our endeavors to propel. And it's really helping to have their plan, Team Darkseid's plan, fall apart, basically. You know, they can keep throwing spaghetti at a wall to see if it sticks, but most of it ain't sticking. Maybe a little bit is, but most of it ain't sticking. So I'll end this here, all right? And just letting you know that there is a part of you that you can always tap into when the external is getting to be too much, and just a gentle reminder that you always have access to that. No matter what they try to tell you on the outside, don't let the matrix fool you and trick you into believing that you are disempowered. Because if you believe it to be true, it will be true, but it doesn't have to be. On that note, thanks so much for tuning in. Let's continue having these conversations that helps elevate the intelligent consciousness on this planet. And until next time, rest, recover, and recharge, renegades. Hey, Renegade, thanks for listening. If you like what you're hearing here on Renegade Radio, do me a favor and help me get the word out to our fellow renegades searching for community. I'd greatly appreciate you dropping me a 5-star review. Then share your favorite episode on social and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Let's get this renegade revolution started and help liberate humanity one podcast at a time.